This is 7AD, 7BU. It's time for another Power Savers, and the man to deliver it for us is Adrian Luke from DMS Energy. Adrian, good morning to you.
Good morning, Lee.
Bit of a sequel from last week, continuing on from our discussion on off-grid solar systems, and you mentioned DC coupling and AC coupling.
That's right. So we're going to sort of flesh that out a bit today, and for just for a refresh for those who come late to the conversation, solar panels make direct current or DC power. Batteries are DC as well, and inverters convert DC to AC, as most of our homes predominantly use AC power. Good name for rock and roll band in there somewhere, Lee, I think.
Is this where I insert high voltage rock and roll?
Something like that.
Akadaka, good stuff. Tell us a little bit about off-grid solar systems. They come in a couple of types, don't they?
That's right. So the two most common types are DC coupled and AC coupled, and they can also be a combination of the two.
So DC coupled, what I can understand, is the most common and the most reliable over time.
Exactly. It's the most simplest approach. So DC coupled is taking the DC power directly from the solar panels via a charge controller, charging the batteries, which also take DC power. So there's no conversions or anything there. It's just basically straight from the roof into your batteries. The charge controllers prevent the solar from overcharging the batteries. So the DC power comes out of those solar panels, goes directly into the batteries and inverter during the day. So they can also feed the inverters directly.
All right. Simple as that.
It is. Really simple. The multi-mode off-grid inverter then takes that DC power and converts to AC power to energise the home or site.
Great. What are the pros, Adrian, of DC coupling?
Very cost effective. Usually it's the cheapest way of getting that solar into your system. Less energy losses. So there's it's basically DC all the way through. So there's no conversion losses. More reliable over time. So a charge controller is much more simpler to device. It has less to go wrong with it. And you can easily add more solar to it over time as well. We can just keep on stacking more solar on with more charge controllers. One of the main benefits is you can black start a battery bank. Mm. So if you imagine this scenario, your battery's got so flat, your multi-mode inverter has shut the off-grid system down to protect itself, the sun comes back up, and it can just start charging the battery and get things going again.
So it's not all about the price so much. It is all about reliability as well.
Exactly, yeah.
So what about that leads us on to the cons of DC coupling?
Yes, so DC coupling cannot assist the multi-mode inverter in carrying AC loads because they only deal with DC. Requires heavier cables and more often as not shorter strings of solar panels. But just as a side note here, Victron, as of last year, released some higher voltage charge controllers in the form of the RS450-100 and the RS450-200, which means we can start using 8 and 10 panel strings, which helps lower the installation costs. So the whole short string thing might not be a con for that much longer. Some solar DC charge controllers are not compatible with some types of lithium batteries, but once again, there's been some changes there as well, Lee. Lithium batteries now generally come with their own integrated battery management system, so this is less of an issue, and you know, it'll basically take whatever you give it.
And most off-grid systems through DC coupling, I guess, is the best way forward.
Smaller ones, most definitely, especially when you look at the usage patterns of the clients of smaller residential off-grids. Efficiently just charging the battery is the main priority, and the house is empty during the day. People go to work, go to school, and that's basically the solar is just refilling the battery so everyone can enjoy their life when they get home.
So this leads us to AC coupling.
It does. And this is a much more convoluted way of getting that DC power from our panels into the battery bank. Now, AC coupling is when we use a grid-connected inverter connected to solar panels to convert the DC power into AC power, which is then fed into the multi-mode inverter, which then converts it from AC power back to DC power so it can charge the batteries.
So it charges the batteries there. So how does a grid connect inverter work without the grid?
This is where it gets a little bit complicated, but in layman's terms, the off-grid multi-mode inverter fools the grid connect inverter into thinking it is on the grid. The multi-mode off-grid inverter controls the output of the grid connect inverter as well. There's a bit more to it than that, but let's just say that is the basic operation.
The pros and cons of DC coupling. What about the pros of AC coupled?
So if you've got a site that's got high daytime loads, so it can actually directly run those loads directly from that AC inverter. So it'll support the off-grid multi-mode inverter. Basically, when we think about whether we use AC coupled or DC coupled, if that site has really high daytime loads, we start thinking about using AC coupled. Also, lower cabling and balance of system costs because you have really long strings. Also can get the cost down on some bigger off-grid systems.
Adrian, does it suit every battery's type?
Well, that's another good point too. Basically, you can make AC coupled suit every battery type known to man.
Yep. Lovely. And what about the cons of AC coupled?
Expensive on smaller jobs. So DC charge controllers are small, are cheaper than, say, grid connect inverters. Overcomplicated, prone to nuisance faults over the lifetime of the system because there's just more electronics involved. Cannot black start. So if those batteries get too low and the multi-mode inverter shuts down to protect the batteries, there's nothing to wake the grid connect inverter up to start charging the battery again when the sun comes up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, not really the best choice for those really remote jobs. Then we might have to jump in a helicopter and go and fix it again. So AC coupling is an example of just because you can do something doesn't mean you always should.
So I'm thinking that you mostly use DC coupling on your off-grids?
We do. And even if we do AC couple, there's always a proponent of DC coupling. We just want that reliability. We don't want to see our clients sitting in the dark, eating cold beans. We want them living the life they want to live, and keeping it simple is the key there, Lee.
Yeah, but you still use AC coupling as well for different jobs too, though.
Yeah, for money, so for high daytime loads, you're dead right there. So I'm designing one at the moment which will be operating pumps during the day, plus have high daytime loads because they're going to be looking at doing laundry and cooking for a commercial accommodation place out on an island, actually. So having a grid connect inverter running the site and supporting the off-grid inverter will be a good outcome. But we'll also have a large proponent of solar panels connected to the batteries via DC charger as well. So this particular job will be a mixture of DC coupled and AC coupled. Since we've been starting doing more AC coupled work, we've now integrated our favourite grid connect inverter called Solar Edge into our Victron off-grids. And that gives us all the safety, performance and benefits that Solar Edge offers. And it's turning out to be really handy for those bigger off-grid jobs.
And do you have any jobs coming up in the foreseeable future?
We never stop. Yeah. So we're doing about one or two a month, which will be DC coupled to start with. We'll also be running communication cables in those trenches and things like that. As clients, as businesses expand, they want the ability to keep on adding more solar to suit their business. And, you know, so when we're looking at mixture of AC versus DC, their high daytime loads are covered. Any excess power from that part of the system will go back to the batteries, but it'll also have the DC stuff there as well.
So both styles of coupling solar panels in off-grid solar systems, I guess, have their place, and this is where experienced off-grid designers such as you at DMS Energy come in.
That's right. So off-grids don't work well out of a box. So we encourage clients to come in and allow us design a system that is right for you. We've been building off-grid systems for 14 years for shacks, houses, resorts, rural, industry. We've even set off-grid systems to far-flung corners of the earth, as far as Madagascar. We recently just won the Master Electricians Renewable Energy Project of the Year for Tasmania for one of our bigger off-grid systems, which has, once again, AC and DC coupling on site. We're also, people don't realise this, we're the largest Victron users and sellers on the northwest coast, and we have access to all the gear you might require for your off-grid at home, big or small. Or even just, there's a lot of old ones out there, they need some components to be replaced. We've got all the gear there on the shelf.
So if we want to find out more, what do? Pop into the showroom.
Yeah, come and see us at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton, or give us a call on 1300 502 599 if you want to find out more. And yeah, if you've got any questions about off-grid, we're happy to answer them. Or have a look at our website, which is all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au. And yeah, we're happy to help you out.
Good on you, Adrian Luke from DMS Energy. We'll have another Power Savers in 7 days' time. Have a great day and a great week.
You too, Lee. Thanks, mate.